Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Another week of blessings, another week to live in God's purpose. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 87 for today. Currently, Cousin Ziddy is 73 in KCK.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on one of your favorite days, National Best Friend Day?
Good. I'm shouting out all my BFFs today, baby. It's going down. Our number one BFF on Hustle and Shine, Mayor Lucas. He'll be on the show at 7:38. We got some things to talk about this morning.
Lord, do we now? Now, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Marcus Houston, he shares what held his career back. And then Boosie, he is back in the headlines after mentioning transgender people.
He don't leave them, huh?
He don't.
Of course, we got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. We hustling and shining on another Monday.
Come on, man.
On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Take a step in the direction of your aspirations. Continue with another step and another until it becomes ingrained as a habit. Make your desirable plans and let yourself feel inspired by them. Once you've activated your inspiration, connect it to your actions so it can actually accomplish something. You can't bring your aspirations to fulfillment in one quick jump. Yet, there's always a way to jump in quickly, to start the ball rolling, and to keep it going. The smallest, purposeful, intentional effort can get you moving. Maintain and deepen your vision so those efforts expand and build into unstoppable momentum. The life you aspire to experience is yours to create through your skills, your innovation, and your discipline. On the other side of persistent effort are the results you seek to gain. Be courageous, purposeful, and imaginative in your aspirations. Then you can harvest all the good energy in those aspirations to bring them fully to life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time, high of 87. Currently it is 73 at Parkville. Cousins, Trick Daddy, he is an interesting person, and he dives in with Young Miami why him and his wife Joy Young are not legally divorced.
Because I'm never getting married again anyway. If Joy want to keep on cheating on me and committing adultery, we're going to end up in hell together. We might get together in hell. But I'm not.
Why are you not getting a divorce, Trick? Even if you never get married again, like, why? That's why I don't want to get married. Men like you.
I'm not divorced because we never got divorced.
But why not?
I forgot.
How long has it been?
A long time. Over 10 years. I'm having a wonderful time.
Yikes.
Sign them papers, brother.
When it's like that, you just gotta, it's a wrap. So he didn't send to her, she sent to him, I led. So
I'm not 100%, I don't really know the situation. I didn't even know the man was married. This was my first time even knowing anything about, surprise. I had no idea, but I think now that I see her name, I think she was on like a Love & Hip Hop or something for a period of time, or she might be on that one that they have in Miami. I had no idea the man was married. So, the more you know. Other news.
Our D.R.V.
I had to whip that out. We ain't.
All right.
We ain't heard it in a long time.
Nah,
so we gotta whip it out.
Nah. Singer Marcus Houston, you might also remember him as an actor. He's reflecting on the impact of his role as Roger on Sister Sister.
I felt like Sister Sister, kind of the idea of Roger, held me back from being super successful as a singer. Back in that time, you couldn't really do both. Like, you know, I don't think Jahlil White could have put out an album,
not a chance.
R&B album, yeah. And been successful at it because he was Urkel.
Bruh, okay. Maybe it's other things that was going on with you. Maybe it's because you made House Party 4 and it was trash. Huh? No!
You ever seen
House Party 4?
Nah, that wouldn't take, you know, that wouldn't change my view about him because I ain't even see it.
No, I was just joking.
Yeah, yeah, oh, okay. I don't know. I mean,
nobody, like, what was you gonna be on? What was you trying to star next to Denzel or something, Marcus Houston? Like,
no, he said he wanted to be more in that singer bag. He feels like that role, you know, people say, oh, you little Roger, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so he's gonna just totally ignore the elephant in the room with the whole Chris Stokes situation and all of that.
I forgot about those details.
Oh, you did? Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, ain't nobody else forgot about none of that.
Yeah.
So. That's probably had more something to do with that because he had hits. This one right here that we playing, you know, this one Immature, that was from 94. That, you know, so he, and they were in their bag for a second. Immature,
yeah.
IMX,
yeah.
You know, and then transferred to B2K or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the allegations, though, popped up 2003, 2004, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, I love him in acting. I've always thought he was a good actor. I love when You Got Served, him and.
Why am I here?
Him and Omarion, they had me really convinced.
Terrible, terrible movie.
It was
no.
You're a hater. You don't really respect the dance culture. That's what it is.
Oh, not the acting on You Got Served. It certainly convinced you, huh?
I loved it. I was a kid
too.
Don't make me
pull out that Joe Budden song.
Oh please.
What, Pump It Up?
Absolutely.
Or the Petey Crack song.
You said which one, like. The one? Did you mean?
Oh, the one?
If I ask somebody to name a Joe Budden song, they gonna say, pump it up. If you can name more than one Joe Budden song, I'll give you $5.
Y'all are...
Sorry, Joe.
Don't do that to Joe Budden. I hope he hears this.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103. James.
Busy weekend. It all kicked off on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And D is a little...
My voice is gone.
A little weak this morning, huh?
Voice a little, you know. I don't even know what kicked it off. Well, did you stop?
With me, it was like Kansas City Hip Hop Week, the 64111 Studio Showcase.
Oh, I heard that went crazy.
At Black Charlie's.
Yes.
Shout out to Rob Lowe, the Star Storm. Everybody who showed up. Young Boss, he was there. He did his thing. Let's see. And then Pride Fest was definitely happening all weekend long.
Yeah, that was all weekend long. I didn't get a chance to stop by because of other events that were going on, including Juneteenth, the parade. We both were at. You were spinning at it. I had a chance to be a judge for the very first time. It was great. I kicked it. Between the drill teams, the nonprofits, the D9s, the Corvette clubs, everybody really showed out. So it was a beautiful thing to see.
The drill team culture in Kansas City is one that is underappreciated.
It is.
And whoever is in charge of all of the drill teams, y'all are the chaperones, y'all the coaches, the ones who teach the kids how to dance and play the instruments and stuff. Thank you so much for what you do for the community. Mm-hmm. That is putting in real community work because it's keeping kids out of things that they could be doing.
Yeah.
But they're doing something positive, so I love that.
Yeah.
And it's been a long culture, long standing, like I'm talking about 40, 50 years of that.
I believe it.
Probably more.
Yeah, I love that piece of Kansas City. Great culture on that one, for sure.
And then after the parade, you stayed on the Vine with the AKAs.
Yeah. Went from one side of Vine to the other. Vine Street Brewing. Major shout out to Kimmy Coleman for opening up his doors. Big love to the Zyta Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We had the Black on the Vine Day Party, and yeah, we was kicking it. We did a couple line dances, and they told me too. They said, "Look, don't be shy. Give us some Sexy Red and some Glorilla." I said, "Okay, I'm gonna take you through there." And we did that, and they wanted to hear Spin That too. I got so many requests to play Spin That. I said, all right, ladies.
Song of the summer.
It is. Might tell you a joke, but you know, we will never tell you a lie.
Be sexy.
And then we had to pray away the rain for R&B shining in the sky. Thank God, boy, that rain held off on Saturday. But, man, it was a great time there. And you was at the No Request joint yesterday, man. Monarch going crazy.
Yeah, before then, major shout out to Ms. No Mills, Hip Hop Week. We had a brunch panel, so I got a chance to participate in that. And then the No Request went down. We were all scared for the rain this entire weekend. But thank God it did not ruin any of our plans. So, yeah, the link up last night with me and D-Shot, oh, it was amazing. It was a time.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Damn.
Summer job market, it has hit a record low as Kansas City teens, they are finding that it's a struggle this year to work because, and this is according to new federal data, automation, inflation, and older workers competing for the same positions are contributing to the struggle of younger people trying to get jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says teen unemployment saw its smallest April to July increase on record in 2025. So, you know, I can see this trend definitely developing. If you go to some stores or you go to some restaurants, you kind of see, like, nah, there's no teens really working here. There's more older folks now staying on, holding on to jobs. I saw a video of a 93-year-old woman cleaning up at the airport or something like
93?
That. 93? Yeah, she was like 93 years old. It was at the airport or a movie theater or something like that. But that's just a state of the economy and where we at in this country, too.
That. Yeah,
I do, too.
What was your first job when you were... What was your job? Not first job. What was your job when you were spending your summers, you know, in between school, whether it's college or high school?
2002, first, that was Sunfresh. And then
which one? What location?
Westport.
The one in Westport? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then 2003, summer 2003, I was at Cold Stone Creamery.
That's a good job.
Oh, it was. I like that one. And then the next summer, 04, was, what was 04? Cutco. Yeah, selling Cutco knives.
What's that?
Oh, boy. We can do a whole show on that. And then, you know, I didn't really have, and then I started to come here in 2006.
This, yeah.
So, yeah.
I've never did retail ever in my life. I've never been in retail or the food industry.
Food.
Yeah. Cold Stone, you said, is that what you said?
That's fast food.
I mean, that's that type of marketing industry. Mm-hmm. I've never did anything that type of customer service. I've always worked with kids. So even in my summers, literally, that's what I've always did, spend time at summer camp.
Last job I had before this was Applebee's when I was at Northwest Missouri State.
That 2 for $20 go crazy, especially right now.
Yikes.
This economy.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially the cousins that's checking us out on the stream, on the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. You see me D'ing live from the Brown and Kruger Studios. And, of course, all the cousins out riding around and getting it, wasting your gas. Getting your gas.
They going to work. In their words, they wasting their gas.
Whether you on Bruce R. Watkins, you on I-70, you at the Downtown Loop, the Grandview Triangle, wherever you are, however you doing it, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah. Shy.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We gonna start on the text line. Big love to Charlotte Ford saying good morning to all of her good workers and the good workers at Apple Point. Everybody have a blessed day. Big love over from Auntie. Hey, Auntie, shouting out her niece, Stacey Williams. Happy birthday to you as well, cousin. Grand Risings to KC Old School. Great job Saturday and happy Monday, ladies. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Yeah, they did their thing at the Juneteenth parade.
I recorded the video, too, and I sent it to my granny. I said, Granny, can you do this? She said, girl, sign me up. So, yeah, y'all going to have a new member sometime very, very soon. Hey, yeah, Carmen R. She said, they don't know about them cut cold knives, Brian.
Right.
Said, good morning, cousins. Love y'all. Love you, too. Big love to Reed and Jalen. Hope you have a terrific day. Anthony Drawn, what it do? Anastasia Jackson, hey. Chef Taco, Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, also Henrietta Clark. Happy Monday to you. Sherman, big love your way. Carver Harris,
Also, shout out to you. And then I know over the weekend, B, we ran into a lot of our cousins. Let me kick it off. Big love to Alila Webb, graduate at De La Salle. Big shout out to you. I saw her party. Her graduation party was going down in Vine Street Brewing, so had to make sure I send her some love. And then also Angie Robinson. Hey, mama. Big love to you and hope you are having a fabulous Monday. And also, happy birthday to Mike.
Happy birthday to twins Terry and Sherry.
Woo-woo.
They were showing Hustle and Shine some love over the weekend. And Shanice Moore and Kanaya DeCluet, yes. Our cousins from New Orleans.
Oh, look, love that. New Orleans, New Orleans cousins.
Always big love to everybody tapping into Hustle
Give
and Shine.
Give me a cool drink. Was that good enough? That was good enough?
That was very good.
Last one, over the weekend, Juneteenth. Big love to AJ. He was at the Juneteenth parade, came up to the stage and was showing us some love. So, AJ, we appreciate you for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
727, high of 85. Currently, it is 72 in Olathe. Major shout out. 720. Congratulations to Keith David. He gets emotional, but he also speaks as he is awarded his Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Today, I turn 70. Now, dude. Who'd have thunk it? I started out as a singer, then I wanted to be a preacher, and I wanted to be a lawyer, and I wanted to be a bank president when I watched Topper on TV. And I discovered that I could be an actor and be all those things.
I think more than that, his voice acting is better than that.
Yes. He's done a lot of different things. I think I forgot about Princess and the Frog, which was about like 09 or so. So he's definitely did some big things. Other news, Boosie is back in headlines after he made... He made some comments saying that transgender people would not be allowed to attend his pool party.
For everybody going nuts about me not wanting at my party, it's the same thing if they say no alcohol in the building. Whatever we checking for, it's the same thing as people saying you gotta bring clear bag. It's the same thing when you go in a restaurant and they say no rips in the jeans, no hats on. These people own this establishment and there's certain things they don't go for.
I think here two things can be true with a lot of things. Boosie unfortunately has a bad history of making a lot of derogatory comments towards people don't share the same sexual preference as him. Right. Even his own daughter. So when you make certain comments, it seems like you more so homophobic than you just saying this ain't what you want. You can do what you want to do, but you're going to face consequences a little bit.
He ain't lying.
You ain't lying, D.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Another Monday, we're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, the summer ain't even here yet, but this past weekend was tough. 9 people injured in a mass shooting on Truce, 2 men killed inside a Westport Quick Trip, and fights leading to arrests at Lee Summit Downtown Days. Now, the World Cup is bringing the world's attention to our town, but residents are asking a simple question because the energy is super high right now in the town. If we're struggling to keep people safe on an average summer weekend, how prepared are we for the crowd's attention and security challenges that come with one of the biggest events on the planet? And what is your administration doing right now to prevent these incidents from becoming Kansas City's international headline?
You know, I think, first of all, it's a tragedy anytime these occur. So my condolences to the victims in the Westport double homicide and certainly all the victims in the shooting over at about 76th and Troost. There are a few things that I would know. First, your question is, does this define the World Cup? In some ways, almost sadly, it does not. In Kansas City, we are far too used to the fact that we have violence sometimes a mile away, half a mile away, but you live in peaceful, safe areas very close. I think that is the reason that we've been willing to tolerate this for so many years, because a lot of people say it's not affecting me directly. I'm not out at 4 a.m. I'm not doing some of this foolishness. Now, I think ultimately, while it affects all of us, we'll be able to continue to have good sporting events at Arrowhead Stadium. The entertainment areas will be fine. They'll be lovely and nice. But what I'm worried about more than anything is all the people who are victims now. I'm worried about Kansas Cityans. So a few things that we're doing. First of all, we are going to hold the criminals accountable. You cannot just be shooting up places. And here's what I'll say to the people involved, and I know they ain't even up this early listening, but maybe they'll catch it later, which is that you will either be arrested or you will probably get shot or killed yourself. This life is no good path in a direction in any way. Stop this now. Stop the foolishness. Stop the shootouts. Because when people don't get caught up with by the police and the prosecutors, there are always repercussions, and a whole bunch of people know. That's step one. Step two, and I've taken some fights for this, but I'm going to stick with it. That establishment should not have been open at 4 a.m. That establishment did not have a license to operate a bar. And when you have these types of unlicensed establishments operating at all hours, and we have that shooting at 57th and Prospect, just a few years back where the same thing happened, and 9 people shot, 6 people died, right? You have lax security. You usually don't have any of the same standards you have in other spots, and these types of things keep happening. So we will investigate. We will shut down as we need to, and we will make sure everybody follows the rules and laws of this city.
I'm going to hop in there real quick, Mayor Lucas. This kind of relates to the conversation you and Brian have been having. I know you will meet with KCPD leadership to discuss public safety initiatives and operational priorities for FIFA sometime this week. 2 questions for you, and you kind of answered the last one. But considering this past weekend where the gun violence was high, will that change what that conversation looks like when you meet with KCPD? And on the other end, will this affect the later hours policy for bars, especially after that double homicide at the Quick Trip in Westport?
You know, this probably will only affect the later hour policy in bars only so much as we're reviewing every security plan. We are sending more recommendations as to people having more security, outside security, cameras, and beyond. And so that'll be a part of it. It won't change the hours. This bar establishment that was unlicensed was outside of one of the areas where you're allowed 5 a.m. hours. So I think we'll have to try to enforce it in other ways. That being said, something we need to do more of is actually enforce these things faster. We need to, when we first get the call, get there to shut somebody down. I will note we are being sued right now by a club on Southwest Boulevard for shutting them down after, I believe, a double homicide earlier this year. So there are legal repercussions to it. On the KCPD point, don't get me wrong. It is important. They need to be there and all of that. But here's my thing. I mean, I want the police to do even more. But when there's a shootout popping off, when people don't have security, when they're acting with impunity, all the police are going to do is show up with a shootout. And maybe they shoot at some people, too, after the shooting's already started. We have got to try to prevent earlier. We have got to be more sensible and reasonable. And we need to make sure that people know that we are tearing down and taking lives in our own community.
We're talking with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas, all things KC on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mayor Lucas, you recently appointed Councilman Jonathan Duncan to the KCATA board at a time when public transit is under a microscope here in the town. After years of free fares, riders are now paying again, routes have been reduced, and some riders experience problems with the new payment system right out of the gate. For many Kansas Cityans, public transportation isn't a convenience. It's how they get to work, school, doctor's appointments, and back home. What is your expectation of this board moving forward? And what impact do you believe Councilman Duncan can make to ensure riders receive reliable, affordable, and accountable service for the money that they're now being asked to pay?
You know, first of all, I never liked getting rid of zero fare transit. I think this was part of the contingency and the problem that we're seeing. And people who need to get to jobs, to doctor's appointments, or a probation officer check-in, not having ways, being locked out, and we're hearing a lot of that in the community right now. In terms of how we go forward, we have this functionally free fare system where if you have services and others, you're supposed to be able to get a bus pass. Obviously, the execution on that has not been where it needs to be. I expect a few things from Councilman Duncan. First of all, I think he gets the fact that the bus system is supposed to work for the people, not against them. I think he gets the fact that we need to make sure that this rollout being done every day where people don't have bus passes is the day that people can't get to life's necessities, and it creates, frankly, more problems. He understands that, and I think he will continue to be a voice on this board, which is a regional board, by the way. We have, you know, everybody says Mayor Q does everything. I do a lot, but not everything. 3 of the people appointed are Kansas Cityans. The other 8 are from Cass County, Leavenworth County, Johnson County, Kansas, all types of other spots. We need somebody on that board who is going to stand up for the people, stand up for the poor and working class, and that's what I've seen Councilman Duncan do again and again.
Thank you for your time, Mayor Lucas. We will holler at you next week. Please continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right, stay safe, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 86. Heat advisory is in effect. Currently, it is 73 in Lee's Summit. Big shout out to KCTV5 as they sat down with Terrence Howard, who's been filming across Kansas City, and he's also been spotted in the plaza.
When I saw the architecture here, the historicity associated with it, I mean, it's beautiful. It's well developed. I mean, the gardens, I mean, just, I've only been in this downtown area, but I've been in a lot of downtowns all over the world, and I've never seen a place with so much love and kindness.
That speaks volumes.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man. Big love to Terrence on that one.
I'm wondering where this accent came from.
He's just doing an interview. It's not even really an accent.
Fam,
it's just,
no, he talks like
this
that
is a
all
cold.
The time.
Oh, okay. What you talking about?
He's like just extra super proper. You know, I mean, you know, we can't code
switch.
You know, I need this.
Yeah.
I need this.
Tell Terrence Howard.
Where is Terrence Howard?
Hustle and Shine is looking for him.
I'm just saying.
We need him in the studio.
It ain't Hustle and Flow, it's Hustle and Shine. I know, I get it.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp.
I need him to do the interview in this voice.
On a Cadillac and gas money spin.
They ain't no. Terrence Howard. Welcome to Kansas City, get you some barbecue.
I done and seen some crazy things in the street. Got a couple of girls working on the track just for me. But I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game night. Like take it from a girl, don't know no better. I know they ain't.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those independent, animated, and those youthful Geminis.
Oh my God.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper known for his drill music out of Chicago. Happy birthday to Lil Mouth. A big happy birthday to reality star on Real Housewives of Potomac. Happy birthday to Ashley Darden. A big happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, entrepreneur, and definitely a fashion designer. He's had some ups and he's had some downs, but he definitely has plenty of classics to go around. Happy birthday to Kanye West. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to a true trailblazer of comic entertainers, multi-talented writer, director, producer, Keenan Ivory Wayne.
Okay, D, let's head home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Darnell Levy Sr., Trent Henderson, and Kimberly Perez Christie. Happy birthday, Carita Matthews, Smooth Levy, and Ricky Mr. Magic Johnson. Plus, sending birthday love to Jasmine Fassett, Stacey Williams, and everybody else born on June 8th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
What's up, Brian B? This is Dennis.
What's the word, Dennis? What you got going on this Monday?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I done called in to work and everything.
Oh my God.
That Deanna Hustle energy right there, man.
We like that. Thought about it too. I said, I can put some PT. I got sick time, but I was like, I don't want to leave my co-host.
Just refreshed too. Damn.
Right, I ain't want to leave my co-host hanging. Dennis said he did not care.
Your check engine light is not on, is it?
I don't do check engine light.
Ah, okay.
You don't do it, or you just ignore it when it pop up?
I ain't ignore it. I just don't do that.
Okay.
Get a seat.
All right, Dennis, look, we got two tickets to Tacos at Tequila Festival that's going down this Saturday. Plus, every ticket winner automatically qualifies for the grand prize, which is two VIP passes. If you want to secure those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila, finish these lyrics.
That's how much I care for you. I wanna act now, never call me back now. Turn it off yourself. Ooh. You know that ain't cool. Yes. I don't understand, baby. It's a shame we gotta go through this. We can't even talk, girl. We don't even kiss.
It's a shame we breaking up like this, but it's over now.
It's over now.
Okay,
you came through. I heard some notes. Heard some passion, too. All right, cousin, you are getting those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival, and you're now also automatically qualified for the grand prize of those two VIP passes. Who is going to be your plus one to the festival?
Probably my wife. She's the only one that goes.
Probably. You better say for sure.
For sure. My bad.
There you go. I'm trying to help you out.
Right on.
Oh. All right, fam. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you trouble. I mean, getting you hooked up, dog.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Top 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam the Z.
Duh.